Town, fellas.
Hey, what's happening today? Gavin from RDI Diamonds here. Is Wyatt?
You a bill collector?
No, sir. It's Gavin, RDI Diamonds.
What's the biggest diamonds you got?
Oh, dude, I got everything up to a 20 carat, man. When it comes to loose and jewelry, we're talking 40 plus carat total weight. So, yeah, what do you need?
I'm going to ask you, what's the heaviest 1 carat diamond you got?
The heaviest 1 carat?
I love to walk in a store and say, what's the heaviest 1 carat diamond you got?
Yeah, it's about, you know, just right at that 1 carat, you know what I mean?
I love it. I walk into a store and just say, what's the heaviest 1 carat you got?
And, no, that's a great one. That'll throw him for a loop there. Yeah, for sure. Oh,
no,
man.
See, I love the ones that don't know. Let me ask the owner. What's the biggest 1 carat diamond we got? Is that wide up there? Christine looked at me. She says, don't even give him no damn attention. He's got some stuff belongs to me. I did repair work.
Gotcha. Yeah. Very nice, man. Oh, my goodness. That was fun. That was great, though. That was a great opener right there. Man. I'm going to steal that one from you. But, I mean, for me this week, I've been using the opener up because my son, this is the best one you're ever here, though. So I have a 2.5-year-old little guy, right? This little son of a gun decided to swallow a quarter on Monday night.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. And so I'm tasked with being Inspector Poop for the rest of the week. Yeah. So I'm hoping... What was that?
Did it finally pass?
Nope, it did not. That quarter's still in there, but I'm hoping he doesn't end up dropping 2 nickels and a dime on me, or 2 dimes and a nickel, you know? Because then that'd be a real issue, you know what I mean? But yeah, man, I just wanted to check in on you guys there. Just see where I could be of service. It's been a while, right? So I want to see if there's anything, jewelry or loose diamond in, where I could just help you out, send you something.
I wish I could say yes. I got so many loose, small stones right now. JCP is selling in silver mounting lab crated stones.
Oh. Really?
I mean, we got one lady buying a bunch of stuff, but J.C. Penney takes a month to get that damn sizing job done.
You're right, yeah. I mean, I would never trust JCP with anything of mine, besides, like, some clothes for the kids or something like that, you know? But when it comes to jewelry, never.
Well, they're putting them in silver now.
Oh, wow. Okay, so they're taking some strides. They're taking a few strides in the right direction, I guess. Well, that's good to know.
She showed me a receipt for $899.
Holy smokes. Wow. Okay. All right. Well,
I forgot what size stone it was. You know, it's getting where, do you want a genuine diamond? Do you want a synthetic diamond?
Pretty much. Yeah, exactly. Do you have the money? Do you understand the value, right? Or do you just want to piss it away and hopefully you don't end up going in a pool or a sauna or whatever, a tanning booth, and end up changing your lab-grown oil, turn pink or whatever?
Well, they turn, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. And people don't know that as of yet because they haven't been out. Well, technically they've been out since the 50s, right? But they've really only hit the market not even 10 years ago. And so people are just now finding out that like what you really can and can't do with their lab-grown diamonds, you know?
The other one came out before then. Moissanite.
Yeah, the Moissanite, yeah.
What happened to Zeolite?
That's a great question, you know, because you really rarely even hear about them anymore. Now everything is either lab-grown or natural. So, yeah, to be honest, if I hadn't even talked about a Moissanite, I don't know how long. Yeah.
I got a Moissanite tester. The guy did tell me at Jewel Supply that the diamond tester, even the new ones, won't. Some of them will tell you yes, lab created, some won't.
Yeah, dude, it's really crazy now where things have shifted. It truly is.
My biggest thing is the lab created too many facets and no flaws.
Yeah, yeah. And now the big issue is that people want lab created that looks like it's a natural. Like they're asking for, like, let me get a K SI1 in a lab grown. Like, dude, what? You're going to majority find D to F, you know, VVS to VS2, right? So, like these people are just getting really ridiculous with this lab grown stuff now. It's just like, man.
I don't know. I'm still laughing.
Oh, yeah.
He came here, tossed me a ring, asked me if I didn't mind putting it in a sonic cleaner, she'd be back in about an hour. It was busy. We had customers.
Yeah.
Took a name and took it. It was a Belgium mounting, big, gaudy thing.
Oh.
I know. I thought it was costume. Yes, I put it in a sonic cleaner. She showed up 3.5 hours later. Walked to the front with it. I said, bullshit. I said something to myself. Went back here, got my head loose. Looked at it. Put my diamond tester on it.
Yeah.
I said, ma'am, can I ask you something? What size is this? 98, 97,
1.90, 90-something.
Yeah. You walked out the door, no receipts, nothing else. It was a Belcher mounting. It's, I don't know if you know about mounties.
Yep. I'm familiar.
Okay. She said, you didn't have anything to swap it out with, did you? I'm like,
what?
Ma'am, I wish I had a big CZ that damn big. No, I did not. She says, I trust you. My husband gave me an option. A new car or the ring. The guy kept coming back. He took it on consignment.
Oh, wow.
I finally said that last time, just give me the damn car. Then he called me and called my husband a month later. He kept driving back and forth. I said, honey, if you want the ring, I'd like to get it for you. But don't you ask for anything, Christmas, birthday, anniversary, or you can kiss my ass.
That's crazy.
He did buy it. I don't know what she paid. I hate to know. It was a 12 karat diamond, 11.90 something, 97.
Wow. Yeah, that's
insane. She asked me, she didn't like it. I said, I'm going to be honest with you, Mel. She wanted it setting up. I said, no, you don't. If you chipped it, it's going to have to be recut and cut it down smaller.
Exactly.
I like the Belcher mountings. Whoever you did had to do a custom job, or now it's computerized.
Yeah, probably just threw it right in the CAD and just sent it out, and there you go.
You know, that machine does wonders.
Yeah, that was probably one of my biggest uses back when I was a jeweler back in my times. It was short-lived. I only did about 3 years during that time as a jeweler with K's there. So I got to dibble and dabble with a lot of things there, especially for like our remounting events and things like that.
But I don't know. I wasn't behind it. It was Christmas time.
Mm.
We worked 7 days a week. Manny Berkowitz, a high-end store, Big Shriner. And guy came in, I'm dressed like a bum. Ragged-ass blue jeans, flannel shirt that's worn out. The windbreaker's about worn out.
Yeah.
Grabbed the door on the elevator. We went to the third floor. Where is that? The guy says, the boy that worked for me, he said, Wyatt, come back here. I got a question. Who's got the metal detector? Who's the metal detector going off? Anybody got a gun? I raised my hand. And he said, okay, the door beep, let you in. And what makes me mad, went back in the back. He asked, Every time we put heat to the screen, it expands out. We can't get it to take shorter.
Huh.
What's wrong? I said, it's Mexican. It's old Mexican, what they used to alloy it.
Yeah,
you
got
to use a clamp to hold it, to sort it. He said, don't go. I'm sitting here watching him.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I thought you were lying to me. He says, I got four of the jewelers that never seen it. That's the only way I've seen it, because it happened to me.
Yeah, been there, done that.
I'm a second jeweler. Let me get this nice lady come in the door.
Yep.
I don't need really anything I know of right now.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, well, you never know. The young lady coming in the door might have something that you might need from me, right? So,
I appreciate it.
All right, Wyatt, man. You have a good one.